This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
As the saga of convicted murderer and accused fraudster Alec Murdaugh unfolds, continues to unfold or unravel or unwind or fall into a big blob of nothingness on the ground in the fiery pits of hell. How'd you like that? That's even more descriptive than what was actually written. A critical question has emerged. Who's ultimately going to benefit from the seized assets of Alec? The state of South Carolina? Or his financial victims? Well, Murdaugh appeals to his two consecutive life sentences from protective custody and an undisclosed maximum security South Carolina prison, although we all know exactly where he's at. The disbarred Hampton attorney faces yet another round of criminal charges, in addition to being convicted of murdering his wife and son. You know, that's one thing. He now stands accused of evading state taxes on money he allegedly stole from former law clients and partners. Yes, even if you steal money, you have to report it to the government. Did you know that? Yes. In fact, there's even a section on tax forms about that. There is. If you really look, it's like, is any of this money been gotten? I forgot how it's worded, but it's very, it's like, yes, let me admit to stealing right here. These unpaid taxes, however, are just the tip of a criminal iceberg that includes millions in stolen funds, multiple victims, and numerous lawsuits. An attorney representing several of Murdaugh's legal opponents has suggested that the state may try to claim a portion of the money set aside for the alleged victims. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson presided over Alec Murdaugh's double murder trial at the Colton County Courthouse, where Murdaugh faced charges for the murders of his wife and son at their Colton County home and hunting lodge in June of 2021. On April 15th, South Carolina Attorney General's office announced its latest indictments against Murdaugh, two new counts of willful attempt to evade or defeat a tax. The indictment alleges that Murdaugh failed to report nearly $2.1 million of income earned through illegal activities for tax years 2020 and 2021. Previously, in December 2022, Murdaugh was indicted for failing to report $6.9 million in fraudulent income for tax years 2011 to 2019. In total, the two indictments claim $9,067,706 of unreported income and then $619,391 in taxes owed. I can only imagine the penalties on that as well. Allendale personal injury attorney Mark Tinsley has stated last week that the state would likely attempt to collect these taxes from the funds reserved for Murdaugh's alleged victims. It's possible that the state is claiming or trying to take funds from the victims, Tinsley told the Hampton County Guardian. In response, Robert Kittle, spokesperson for the Attorney General's office, said he's looking into the matter and updates will be provided as more information becomes available. Because isn't that nice? That's the appropriate thing to do for the state. Let's steal from victims. Hey, it's the government. It's kind of what they do, isn't it? In addition to the double murder and weapons charges for which he has already been convicted, Murdaugh faces 104 pending criminal charges related to the decades-long multi-county financial and drug-related crime spree. According to the state grand jury indictments, Murdaugh allegedly stole a total of $8,789,447.77 from former clients and other lawyers, including his own firm. On top of the $619,391 in state taxes owed on the stolen funds, state prosecutors have suggested the possibility of future federal tax evasion charges. However, Emily Limehouse, assistant United States attorney, informed The Guardian that she could neither confirm nor comment on any pending criminal matters involving Murdaugh. This is interesting because what we're talking about here is the government coming in and saying, yes, we'd like you to pay taxes on this stolen money. Even though, well, there hasn't been any sort of judgment raised on any of this yet. But we want you to pay taxes on this stolen money. And one other part of the government saying, we know you stole this money and now you need to pay it back. But at the same point, they got two hands out. One going, okay, give us some over here so we can give it back to the people. And the other one, they're like, we just give it over here because we just want to keep it because you got the money and this, we should pay taxes on it. another fine example of the government working in flawless condition. Murdaugh is also named in 11 civil suits in state courts and one lawsuit in federal court with millions in damages at stake. Perhaps the most significant of these lawsuits is the wrongful death suit filed by the family and estate of Mallory Beach, who died in February of 2019 following an alcohol-fueled boat crash involving Murdaugh's son and his boat. Many attorneys and victims close to the case suspect that Murdaugh may have hidden some money in the wake of the Beach wrongful death suit. Murdaugh's known assets were frozen and seized in the court at the request of Tinsley, who represents the Beach family and two boat crash survivors. The court also appointed two lawyers, known as receivers, to oversee the control and liquidation of Murdaugh's assets from the settlement fund of his alleged victims, should they win damages in civil courts. Among those assets are Murdaugh's beach house and his primary residence, the 1,700-plus acre Moselle property, both of which were recently sold. Moselle went for about $3.9 million after paying legal expenses and allocating $530,000 to Murdaugh's surviving heir, Buster. A total of $2.786 million was set aside for the Beach family and three of the boat crash survivors. And of course, there was the big auction of the stuff. Mark Tinsley reported in the estate sale they grossed about $157,512.50 after paying a commission of $63,000 $63,005 to the auction house, a net of $94,507 went to the receivership. Tinsley also anticipates another auction soon for the remaining Murdaugh family property held in storage units. So you still want to own a piece of the Murdaugh family legacy. Storage wars is where it's going to be ending up. While the claims of the state and Murdaugh's many alleged victims far exceed the receivership receipts, most of the alleged victims have received other forms of compensation and restitution. Although Murdaugh himself will likely never fully repay what the alleged amount is that he stole from those who trusted him. Millions of dollars in settlements have to be paid to his victims by other parties connected to his schemes, whether knowingly or unknowingly. It includes local banks and several of his aligned accomplices. Murdaugh's own family law firm in Hampton County, formerly known as PMPED, but now operates as the Parker Law Group, has borrowed millions to pay back money Murdaugh allegedly stole from his clients, according to recent court testimony. It's a complex legal battle that will continue to unfold for quite some time. Remains to be seen how the state of South Carolina will navigate the issue of Murdaugh's unpaid taxes on stolen money and the distribution of his seized assets. With numerous victims and millions of dollars at stake, it's going to be interesting to watch, see exactly how the state of South Carolina views justice being served and repaying back the victims of these horrible crimes.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
How much you want to bet the state's going to try and suck up as much as it possibly can? I'm going to go and guess that that's going to happen right now. Like, wait a second, that's stolen money. If you receive the stolen money, then shouldn't you be responsible to help pay? I don't know. It seems like there's two hands down and it doesn't make a lot of logical sense considering what we're talking about. Going to weigh in on this? You certainly can. Phone number is 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5737. We'd love to hear your opinion. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.